Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you interested in participating in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Have you already found an attorney to assist you, or this would be the first time?
This would be the first time, ma'am.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right? Okay, and are you currently a resident? I'm sorry,
go ahead.
That's okay. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
I'll be asking the question. Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
That's okay.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, I'll just go over the last question again, just to make sure that you did hear me properly. You had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes, no, I have not.
Okay, gotcha. And you are currently a resident of the U.S. Is that also correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you the one that had taken the Depo Provera shots, or was it a loved one of yours?
No, it was me, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. And after using the Depo Provera, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Meningioma, yes. Theater cancer, yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
No, it was the brain tumor, ma'am.
A brain tumor. Okay. When were you diagnosed, if you don't mind me asking?
I was diagnosed January 22nd, 2021.
Okay. And you said that was January 22nd of 2021. Is that right?
Yes. January 22nd, 2021.
Okay. Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
November 28th, 1991.
Thank you so much. Okay. And I have November 28th of 1991. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by Depo Provera or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge at this moment.
Okay. No worries. Was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using? Not sub-Q or generic. It was the name brand one. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
The name brand Depo Provera.
Gotcha. And you said you had used it for at least one full year, having at least four separate injections. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And if you were to estimate when it was that you started using the Depo Provera, what month and year did you want me to put? Or do you remember how old you were?
I was 30.
Okay. Got it. So 30, so 1991.
I started February 2013.
Oh, 2013. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put in February the 1st of 2013 as an estimate. And would you say that you stopped using it also in 2021 when you were diagnosed?
No, I stopped using it April 2020.
April 2020. Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. So I'll go ahead and start preparing your consent forms here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And I did have your name pull over on our end here. First name is that Shawna, S-H-A-W-N-A.
Yes.
Last name Granger, G-R-A-N-G-E-R. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And besides your first name and last name, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Gotcha. And social?
203-726-1-54.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. That was 203-726-1-54. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have an email here for you already, which is Shawna Granger, the number 8@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
And this is the best phone number for you, 267-939-6333.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And what's the best address for you, Shawna?
1611 North 19th Street, apartment D as in boy, Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
Okay. Okay, I think I might have missed this, so I'm going to read that back to you. Was it 1011 North 11th Street? And for the apartment number, was it apartment 21?
No, it's 151511 North 19th Street, so that's 19, apartment B as in boy,
Okay, hold on.
Philadelphia, yes,
Okay, I must have.
191.
Okay, so sorry. So for the street number, would you be able to say that again? I'm so sorry.
1511.
1511, and then that was North 19th Street. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said that was apartment B, like boy.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read that back to you now. So I have 1511 North 19th Street, apartment B, like boy, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19121. Is that all correct?
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, and for
Well,
the double Brevera shots itself, were you given that by a doctor, by the staff there, or did you inject yourself?
I was given by a doctor.
Okay, and I know that you had used it from the time frame of 2013 up until 2020, so that would be about 7 years. Would you say that you had on average 4 injections per year?
Yes.
Okay, so that
Because
would
I was
be, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
It was one
Okay.
injection.
I'm sorry. Hello, Shauna?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Okay, so you would say, as a rough estimate, then, if you had 4 injections a year, that would be every 3 months, then it was about 28 times that you had the depot shots. Is that right? That's 7 times 4.
I believe so. Yes, that sounds correct.
Perfect. Okay, and who was the doctor that had given you the shots? Do you recall their name?
Yes, his name is Dr. Christopher Farrell.
Okay, would you be able to spell the last name for me?
F as in Frank, A Apple, R Rachel, E Eric, L Larry, L Larry.
Okay, got it. I found him. All right, thank you so much. And you saw him on Walnut Street, is that right? At his office?
No, it was Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
Okay,
That's
got it.
111, yeah, 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA,
Perfect.
one
Thank
nine
you.
one zero.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for giving me the address. Okay, great. I'll go ahead and put that in. You have a really good memory since you had the entire address already.
Yeah. I've been to Thomas Jefferson a lot.
Oh, I see. And again, I'm sorry to hear that. Was Dr. Farrell the same doctor that had also prescribed you the Depo-Provera as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put in that information here. And did you ever get any medications sent home to you so you can inject yourself, or you purely did it at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital? Like, did you ever use like a pharmacy, or was it purely just through the hospital, through Dr. Farrell that you're going with?
Yeah, the pharmacy that I was using was CVS.
CVS. Okay, which CVS was that? Do you remember?
Yes, the one that's on 1717 North 12th Street.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I believe 1717 North 12th Street. 19122 is the zip code for that one.
Okay, perfect. Wow, amazing memory. Perfect, I found it. Okay, let me go ahead and put that information in here. Thank you. Perfect. Okay, and now I'm going to go into the questions for your meningioma specifically. Do you recall how it was that you were diagnosed? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, both?
It was I got a test. I had got a test. The
Okay.
test I had took the test on January 15th of 2021.
Okay, got it.
I believe it's like 14/15 of 2021.
Okay, got it. Okay, you're not sure what type of test you took, but you did take a test, right?
No. I believe they gave me a brain MRI, a blood test, and a biopsy.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. I'll go ahead and put that in. Thank you so much. Okay. And who was the doctor that had diagnosed you? Was that Dr. Farrell, or was that a separate doctor?
No, I believe it was.
And was that at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital that you were diagnosed, or a different facility?
Wait, I got it mixed up. Dr. Farrell is the one that diagnosed me.
Okay. Okay. So Dr. Farrell diagnosed you at Thomas Jefferson, is that right?
Yes, hold on. Diagnosed me.
Okay, it takes your time.
Dr. Stephen Stahl. Yeah, Dr. Stephen Stahl. That's where you got Walnut Street. I'm sorry, I got the places mixed up. Yeah, it was Dr. Stephen Stahl at 1528 Walnut Street. That's where I was getting the depot from.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and find that. Thank you. And you said that was Stephen Stahl, S-T-A-L-L?
S-T-O-L-L.
O-L, okay. Perfect. I found him. Okay, great.
Yeah, my apologies. I got it mixed up.
Hey, no worries. Yeah, this is something that I know, you know, you probably don't talk about a lot. So I appreciate you for sharing this information with me. Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and fill out this information here just to make sure that I got it right. So just bear with me a moment while I go ahead and do that.
No problem.
All right. Let me go ahead and... Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so the doctor that had prescribed you, so for the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera and administered it, was that all Dr. Stephen Stahl, or was Dr. Farrell part of that?
No, so Dr. Stephen Stahl is the one that I was getting the Depo-Provera from 1521. I've been going to him for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been about 7 years. I started using it February, stopped using it April 2020, February 2013. Yeah, it was one shot every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that was Dr. Stephen Stahl. Stephen Stahl is the one that administered the Depo-Provera to me.
Okay.
And Dr. Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and just change this up. No worries, that's completely. I'm glad that you did remember it, so no worries at all. Did you see Dr. Stephen Stahl at Thomas Jefferson University, or was it his private office or a different hospital?
At 1528 Walnut Street.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put that in here. Okay. Okay, and Dr. Stephen Stahl was the one that had injected you about 28 times with the Depo-Provera shots, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and he was the one that prescribed you it from the beginning, prescribed you and administered the shot. It was all Dr. Stephen Stahl, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay. Okay. Yes, yeah. The Pfizer. Okay, yes, perfect. I will go ahead and all of that info in. Yeah, no worries. Okay, and then the CVS. Okay, and then, okay, so the one that had diagnosed you, that would be Dr. Farrell, Dr. Christopher Farrell at Thomas Jefferson. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. And in addition to your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other form of cancers?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And once Dr. Christopher Farrell did diagnose you, what type of treatments did you receive? Immunotherapy, radiation, chemotherapy? Did you have to have a surgery?
The treatment is just basically active monitoring, brain surgery, and steroids.
Got it. Okay. Brain surgery and steroids. Okay. And was that also Dr. Farrell, or is that a separate doctor that treated you?
No, it was Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell. Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Neurosurgery. He's in neurosurgery.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and put in his info here then. Okay, and I know that you said that you were there for surgery. Would that mean roughly, because I know that you were diagnosed late January, were you Were you hospitalized around end of January to beginning of February of 2021? How long were you there for when you were hospitalized?
I was only there for 2 or 3 days, and then I was outpatient.
Okay. And did you start treatment pretty much immediately after you were diagnosed?
I started roughly around January 24th, 2021.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And at Thomas Jefferson, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis and the treatment there. Is that right?
Yes, they should.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact. We don't share anything about your case to them. This is just so that in case we, you know, this number ever does get disconnected, we do have a better phone number to call just in case.
Okay.
And it could be anyone. It doesn't have to be family. It can be a friend, a neighbor, anyone that you, you know, whose number you want to put down.
All right, so I have to put a number down that they could confirm about this case?
No. So we're not able to ask them or anything or get them information about this case. This is just so that, let's say, for example, the law firm has been trying to call you at this number for maybe about a month or 2 months. We just call this number just to be like, hey, we're not able to get in contact with her. Are you able to let her know that we're trying to reach out to her? That's it. That's the extent of what they would be able to do.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, like, if you can't reach me, somebody that can. Yes, I do. I have a number that you could call.
Okay.
My sister number. I'm about to look it up and give it to you.
Yeah, no worries. And what's your sister's first name?
Her name is Tatiana.
Okay, got it. Perfect.
T-A-T-I-A-N-A, Jarrell, J-A-R-R-E-L-S.
Okay, perfect.
And her telephone number is 267-210-1330.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. I will go ahead and get these forms drafted up for us now. What you can do in the meantime, if I'm not already, is you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you. All right. Perfect. Okay. So you're going to be receiving a text message and email notification of this. So whenever it does pop in, just go ahead and click on it. Okay. But I do want to confirm here that you are indeed Shauna Granger at 1511 North 19th Street, Apartment B, Philadelphia, PA 19121. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
You are confirming that you are wanting to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I did tell you at the beginning of this phone call that the call is recorded. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, I just sent it over. Again, you are going to be receiving a text message notification. Go ahead and click on it once you see it pop up, okay?
Yes, I got it.
Perfect. And I can go ahead and walk you through it. But basically, you can just go through the pages. There is a link that pops up. Just go ahead and click on that once you see it.
All right, got it. It's pulling up DocuSign.
Perfect. That's the one. And then just go ahead and click yes and allow to all the questions that pop up. Again, it's just a security check. They're asking if it's okay for us to text you, you know, things of that nature.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It says sign.
Yes. So do you see at the very top where it says start to begin?
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay, so you already click on that. Go ahead and click. Do you see now a yellow box with a downward facing arrow?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that. And then you can either sign your name the way that you normally do with your finger, or you can click where it says select style. They'll make one for you, whichever you feel more comfortable with.
All right, I got it. All right, I signed the two spaces, and now it says finish.
Perfect. Go ahead and click where it says finish, and then it'll say you're done signing, and there's a continue button. Now, that continue button, you can actually just exit out of the page. You don't have to click on that because we don't need you to create an account, okay?
All right, no problem.
And that's basically it. At this point, you don't have to do anything. Someone from the law firm should be reaching out directly within the next 4 days. And they are looking to get in contact with you in case they do need anything else. And then they'll start pulling the medical records. And that's basically
All
it.
Right.
In a couple of moments here, I am going to text you with my direct number. So in case you ever have questions or want updates, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
All right.
And before I let you go, were there any other questions for me?
No, that's basically it.
Okay, and again, if anything does pop up in the future, just feel free to text me or call me, and I'll be able to assist you at that point, okay?
All right.
But I do appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward in getting you some justice very soon, okay, Shauna?
All right.
I appreciate your time.
All right,
and I hope. Yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.